surgery. That's what they said. I always shoot for the most supportive shoe I can find for running. Do you run?
Yeah. Up I try. Oh, yeah. I don't get very far. What are your favorite, like, what do you recommend for, like, good running shoes?
I like Asics. And Nisa's wearing these Nikes that look super supportive. They're super cute, too.
They are.
Are they new? Really, they're comfy. They look too white.
Yeah. Because I actually dug a hole in my other where, like, I would take them off and my feet would be bleeding when I came home from a run. I'm like, maybe it's time to go back to Foot Locker. But I've always liked Asics.
Time for some new shoes. Asics are great. I love them, too. So, as it turns out, the barefooting, which is the, you know, minimalist shoe, has the opposite effect of the claim. A 2013 study published in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise found that runners who transitioned to minimalist shoes were more vulnerable to stress fractures in their feet than runners who continued to run with more support. And there was actually a lawsuit resulting in a multi-million dollar settlement against Vibram, which is the manufacturer for the minimalist shoes. And the barefoot running craze is dying down. But every year, a new crop of short-sighted fads flood the fitness marketplace. Most of them won't help, but they won't hurt. But now and then, a potentially dangerous trend makes its way into the mainstream. So Men's Health went out on a search for the most dangerous fads that are currently a problem. And so the first is going crazy on gymnastics rings, which I think is mostly like a CrossFit thing.
Yeah.
It says here, tune into Reebok CrossFit Games on ESPN in July, and you're sure to get a good dose of inspiration. Absolutely jacked men and women firing off rep after rep of incredible exercises. but leave the dips and muscle-ups on gymnastic rings to the game's competitors. A recent report published by the American Orthopedic Society for Sports Medicine suggested that among gymnastic movements, rings routines are the toughest on your shoulders. Dips in particular can easily put the joint in a position that can tear your rotator cuff.
Ow.
I may just be super basic, but I've never even tried this, nor does it sound appealing.
Nope. Completely just turned me off to it. Staying away from those.
But do you see them? Do you go to the gym or do you just...
I feel like I've seen people in CrossFit use them, and yeah, every time they bring themselves up and then go down, it's like a fish in, like, out of water.
Yeah,
and
I
it looks so incredibly painful.
That one's the next one. That one's the kipping pull-ups. I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, it's awful.
So what are those exactly then, the kipping pull-ups?
I think they're also called, like, butterfly pull-ups, and you're just swinging, like, full speed ahead, like, don't stop with the pull-ups.
What happened to regular pull-ups? Those were nice. Those were hard enough
I know,
already.
I think that's what you're saying. So it says here that kips are also less effective at building strength since you use momentum. Oh, yeah, like we were saying. Rather than muscle throughout most of the move. Like it says again, let the elite CrossFitters tackle the kipping pull-up. After all, they've taken years to build a solid foundation of fitness form, movement, and stability before attempting the feasts?
Sure.
You see them do on ESPN. Yeah, that's pretty awful. Here's one that I actually do, running too much.
Ooh, you're a runner? Like, that's... Okay. I'm not a frequent runner, so I always need to applaud people who actually run on a
regular routine. I don't run, like, regular routine. I can maybe do 3 miles, like, 5 times a day.
Oh, that's far.
That's not far. Well, I'm not running
hills. Running to the end of the street.
I'm flat. I do, like, a flat road.
There we go.
No hills for me. I feel like mine. All right. So it says that in 2012... about 500,000 people completed marathons in the U.S. In 2013, it was about 540,000. The 2014 numbers are still being tallied, but the number is projected to rise. If this trend continues, 2015 will be a record year. Marathon training puts a ton of repeated pounding on your body, compromising your hips, knees, and feet. A review of studies on the topic of running injuries published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine determined that running has an injury rate anywhere from 20 to 79%. Wow, that's interesting.
Seriously.
They looked at everything from running mechanics to flexibility or stability issues to shoe types to barefoot running, which I guess we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. But the injury rate remains essentially unchanged. Perhaps it's time to consider that too much running increases your risk of injury. Go ahead and jog, but anything that starts to hurt, cut back on your mileage and see a specialist. If you're new to running, don't increase the weekly distance too quickly. Add no more than 10% each week. Alternatively, you can try sprinting. It preserves muscle mass and carries over too many athletic activities. Prep for sprinting includes mobility, strength, and elasticity, and reactive work, says Hartman. Cover those bases by doing knee-high runs, butt kicks, power skips, and front kicks before your session.
Very interesting.
A little warm-up. Sounds good.
Those are some good rules, though, I have to say. What they just talked about, what you just discussed, I think everyone should know. Because there's some serious injuries that can come with all of those things.
I know. I agree. And some of these I was reading, and I was like, okay, the next one, definitely. I'm reading that, and I'm like, doesn't everyone kind of know to not...
It's like common sense.
To not do this. Not. But the next one, I say especially because it's using a predetermined amount of weight to do your workout, which is like, duh. If you're not in shape, you're not going to go to the gym for the first time and do what your super in shape friend tells you to do. Don't ever listen to the super in shape friend.
I want to ask you this, since you work at a gym, because I feel like it's terrifying when you see someone like either deadlifting and... you just know that they have more than they can handle, and you see the bar start to like shake. Do you see that a
I
lot?
See that
like people trying
time.
To challenge themselves too
all
much?
All the time. And I leave it to somebody else to go up to them and be like, hey, like maybe you should change your routine, maybe do a little lighter weight. Mm-hmm. But I never say anything, I can be running on the treadmill watching people lift, and I am just like almost running off the treadmill, just like trying to go over there and support them and be like, you can't lift this.
That's just horrible to see.
I know. Oh, it's man. So bad. Oh my gosh. All right. So
what are you going to teach me next? I want to hear this stuff.
I know. We're done. Well, we're done with the first segment.
Okay.
That was all of the super crazy things that people do that I can't believe they do, but mm-hmm. all the very dangerous workouts. Coming up after the break, we will be talking all about nutrition here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
Lesson to be learned. Traveling twice the speed of sound, it's easy to get burned. Long before fish ever walked on land, time was turning rocks into sand. Rocks in the stone, stone in the sand, sand that sips through the hands of a man. So I built my castle close by the shore, and I slept on the sound of the ocean's roar. And then I came to understand that my house was built on shifting sand. So we went to the hills and built us a town.
miles around. When the mountain shook and tumbled down, oh, we knew we'd build on shaky ground. Before fish ever walked on land, time was turning rocks into sand. Rocks into stone, stone into sand. Sand that sifts through the hands of man.
To you by radio. Did you know that Edge Hill Mansion was constructed in 1887 and was named for its beautiful hilltop location overlooking the valley? Due to structural concerns, Edge Hill closed in 1989 and stood empty until June 2009 when it underwent a renovation, which was completed in October 2010. Edge Hill is now used for everything from student life to intern services. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back to Keeping It Fit on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm back again with Nisa.
Hello, I'm still here. She can't get rid of me.
She is still here and I'm loving it. This segment is all about nutrition today, and it's all about the healthy foods that you need to be eating and why, according to medical news today. It's very interesting.
Super important.
It's a bunch of things that you know what it is, but you probably don't have it in your diet. As often as you should. All right, so number one, the first one is almonds. Almonds are a rich source of vitamin E, copper, magnesium, good quality protein, and healthy unsaturated fatty acids. Studies have revealed that almonds can potentially help prevent cardiovascular heart disease, cut the risk of cancer, and help prolong your life.
It's a lot of good stuff from those little things.
There's a lot of good stuff in this article, actually. The next one is apples. Apples are sometimes called nutritional powerhouses because of their impressive nutritional profile. You know what they say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Apples are rich in vitamin C, a powerful natural antioxidant, B-complex vitamins, dietary fiber, and minerals such as calcium and potassium. studies have revealed that eating an apple can potentially help prevent dementia, reduce your risk of stroke, and reduce your risk of diabetes.
So everybody eat your apples.
Everybody eat apples and almonds. The next one is arugula, which I'm actually allergic to. I'm allergic
I just
to
don't arugula. Like arugula. Yes.
Maybe I don't like it either and I just say I'm allergic to it, but it just like burns my mouth and my throat.
No, that's definitely an allergic reaction.
You're not lying. I don't know. It's just weird. I can't eat it. But I wish I could because it's really good for you. Along with other leafy greens, arugula contains very high nitrate levels, which has been shown to lower blood pressure, reduce the amount of oxygen needed during exercise, and enhance athletic performance. The potential health benefits of arugula include lowering risk of cancer, preventing osteoporosis, and improving muscle oxygenation during exercise.
Ooh.
A lot of fancy things.
Maybe I'll try sneaking it into like a smoothie and hopefully all the other fruit disguises it. Because it does sound really just nutritional.
It does.
It does.
If you like the taste. I don't like the taste.
We'll get there. We'll work up to
it. I feel like it's so peppery.
It's very. I like kale and spinach. Like I can see. I personally, those are my two. My faves.
Those are your faves. In the leafy green family. The next one is asparagus. Asparagus is very rich in dietary fiber and contains high levels of vitamin B6, calcium, zinc, and magnesium. The potential health benefits of asparagus include reducing the risk of diabetes, preventing kidney stones, and reducing the risk of neural tube defects in babies.
Very good.
Do the babies have to eat? Do I the know. Babies have to eat the asparagus?
Is that how it works? All I know is it makes your urine smell a little bit funky, but it's totally worth it.
Ain't that
for all the
truth.
Benefits you get.
That is the truth. The next one is bananas. I actually love bananas, mm-hmm. So this is one I can eat. Bananas are naturally free of fat, cholesterol, and sodium, and is very rich in potassium. The potential health benefits of bananas include lowering blood pressure, reducing the risk of developing childhood leukemia, and supporting heart health. The next one is basil. Basil is rich in vitamin A, vitamin K, vitamin C, magnesium, iron, potassium, and calcium. Studies have revealed that basil can potentially reduce inflammation and swelling, prevent the harmful effects of aging, and may be useful in treating arthritis.
Huh.
Very interesting.
You go, basil. You do your thing.
I don't even know what do you put basil on?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't just eat basil alone. It has to go on, like, bread or sandwiches.
I know, or, like, your tomato and mozzarella.
There we go. That could be healthy.
The next one is beetroot, which I personally hate, unless it gets juiced.
Right?
Like, I can put it in a juice, but that's about it. I can't have, like, a beet salad.
That's where you draw the line. That also, you're never going to have me on your talk show again, but that also changes your urine into, like, a purplish color. I'm not even kidding you.
I've never noticed that. Recent studies, though, claim that beets and beetroot juice can improve athletic performance, lower blood pressure, and increase blood flow. Beetroot is a rich source of folate and magnesium, and also contains thiamine, vitamin B6, magnesium, I already said that, potassium, zinc, copper, all the above, ladies and gentlemen.
So start eating those things.
Or juicing them. I suggest juicing because I am not a beet person. I'm not a beet lover. All right, bok choy is the next one.
Ooh.
Now, this one made the list because it supplies loads of nutrients for only little amount of calories. If you're trying to eat healthier, vegetables like bok choy should be at the very top of your grocery list. I love bok choy, but I don't know how to make it.
Right, I was it's just
always
ask
the
you
problem.
That. Like, how do you usually, what do you eat it with?
I don't know what you would eat it with. One time, I just had it at a wedding one time. It was delicious.
There we go.
Yeah, it was so good. But I would not know how to make it.
It sounds complicated.
Get on Pinterest, look for a recipe.
Yeah.
That's about all I got.
YouTube that stuff.
Alrighty, the next is broccoli.
Yay, I like broccoli.
Yeah, broccoli is a good one, and it's easy to make. All you do is, steam it?
Yep. I see, that's the only way. I can't do it, like, raw. I have to steam it.
Oh, no.
I can't do it.
Why would you do it raw?
I don't know. Crazy people, man. If you eat it raw, good for you.
Seriously. Oh, you know, raw dipped in ranch. That's what people do.
Okay.
I've seen that on vegetable. On vegetable.
Yeah, that's
platter.
The exception. It's definitely the exception. Anything with ranch.
All right. Broccoli contains high levels of fiber and is a rich source of vitamin C. In addition, broccoli is rich in vitamin A, iron, vitamin K, B complex vitamins, zinc, phosphorus, and other nutrients. Studies have found that broccoli can potentially help prevent osteoarthritis, protect your skin against the effect of UV light, reverse diabetes, heart damage, and reduce bladder cancer risk. Wow, lots of things for broccoli. The next is cantaloupe. Yum. Oh, I love cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Finally a fruit, not a vegetable.
I know. Something actually kind of sweet.
Cantaloupe contains an abundance of antioxidants, including, oh my gosh, things I cannot pronounce.
Oh, please try. This will be entertaining for all of us.
Choline, zeax. Can you read these, Nisa?
Here we go. Okay. So we have zeaxanthin and beta carotene. Back to you.
Oh, you read the easy ones. Good job.
I skipped over the one.
Okay. All these things that we cannot pronounce provide protection against a range of diseases and conditions, from the common cold to cancer. Wow. Potential health benefits of cantaloupe include lowering risk of developing asthma, managing blood pressure, aiding digestion, keeping Ooh. Hydrated, and reducing inflammation. Keeping hydrated is very important, especially on a day like today. I don't know.
Can't argue with that.
I am just sweating up a storm right now.
I know. I think we sweated out all the water that we've drank for today. I'm going to have to go replenish after.
It's a hot day. Remember to stay hydrated and eat your cantaloupe.
Yeah. Because water gets boring.
Carrots is next on the list.
Ooh.
Carrots are a great source of vitamin A. They provide 210% of the average adult's needs for the day. Interesting. I wonder how many you have to eat, though, because it just says...
Right? Maybe they're talking about, like, one of the big Bugs Bunny carrots, like, not the little...
Not the cut-up ones.
Because I like the baby carrots.
Yeah.
The other ones just taste weird to me.
I wonder how many of those make up a whole carrot.
We'll get back to you on that.
Follow the next show. We got you.
We'll test it out.
The potential health benefits of carrots include preventing lung cancer, destroying leukemia cells, and helping to restore your vision. That one I didn't know. I didn't know carrots were good for your... No, I did know.
I didn't. I did not.
You didn't know the carrots are good for your eyes?
No. The only thing I know, my aunt is a very big, like, tan fanatic. She's always tanning, and she always told me if you want to appear more tan, to eat carrots, because they actually can, like, dye your skin in a way. See, you have very helpful tips.
Wait, are you joking?
My tips. No, not even kidding you.
Have you tried it?
I mean, I've never like eaten that many carrots.
How many
to be
do
like,
you have to
oh my
eat?
God, I think my skin. I think she meant it. If you eat it and then you go out into the sun, your skin like retracts the color more.
Oh my God, that is so.
We'll also get back to you guys. If I show up to my class next week like an Oompa Loompa, then we know it worked.
Yeah, you'll have to try that out tomorrow. The next one on our list, we have cauliflower. Cauliflower contains antioxidants, and they can help you help protect you against cancer. Fiber that helps with weight loss, and it has a healthy the cauliflower helps you with weight loss and a healthy digestive tract.
Ah.
The potential health benefits of cauliflower include preventing mutations and reducing stress and helping memory.
That's a good one.
Wow, I could use a lot of cauliflower as a student. Reducing stress? I think we all can.
Let's do it. We'll make a good cauliflower salad.
I just had to write a paper about reducing stress and how to do it. I should have written
cauliflower.
No, I said exercise. That's all I said. I should have been more creative.
Now you know. For the next paper, you could put cauliflower.
Alrighty, the next one we have is celery. Ugh. Celery. Oh, you don't like celery? Not a celery fan. I love celery.
Maybe with like a lot of peanut butter, like completely covered in peanut butter.
Just like you don't even know you're eating the celery.
Exactly. Disguise it.
Celery is a very rich source of antioxidants and vitamin K. The potential health benefits of celery include lowering your blood pressure, preventing cancer, and soothing joint pain. A lot of these like seem to prevent cancer.
You could have celery in a Bloody Mary. Something makes it a little bit better. Way.
All right, chickpeas are next.
Oh,
originally chickpeas. Is that a good one?
Yeah, they're so good.
Originally cultivated in the Mediterranean and the Middle East.
Yeah.
Chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans, have spread their culinary influence to areas all over the world. The potential health benefits of chickpeas include improved glucose levels, lipids, and insulin levels for diabetes, maintaining bone strength and health and heart health. So in a nutshell, we got to eat more hummus. Mm-hmm. That's how I
so
take
good.
It.
So maybe that's what we should do. We shouldn't dip hummus. Our broccoli in a ranch. We should just start dipping it into hummus.
Oh, good suggestion. Thanks for keeping it healthy on Keeping It Fit.
I'm trying.
Here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Yes. The next is chives.
I got to stop. I keep making question. These little like,
Chives are a nutrient-dense food, meaning that while they are low in calories, they are high in beneficial nutrients like vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. The potential health benefits of chives include preventing cancer, again, and the positive effects on sleep and mood.
Pretty important, especially for college students, again.
Got to get that sleep.
When we get tired, I don't think anyone's nice.
We get cranky. Those two go hand in hand.
Completely.
Totally. I mean, zero sleep last night. I've been in the worst mood today. I need to go get some chives.
There we go.
Do you think they have them over at Cali?
Yeah, we'll ask. Totally fine. Excuse me.
Do you have any chives in here? Can I just have a chive?
I'm just going to like hand you. Do they come in like bushels or like how? I don't even know how they look like.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I think they're green.
Yeah.
Right?
They're green. We'll take a Safeway trip.
All right. The next one. My favorite. Drum roll, please. Something I'll finally eat is chocolate. All right. Let's read about chocolate. What is up with chocolate?
I think you're lying to me.
No, this is serious. Serious business right now. Chocolate is rich in antioxidants. Despite its bad reputation for causing weight gain, there are a number of health benefits being associated with its consumption. The potential benefits of eating chocolate are said to include lowering cholesterol levels, preventing cognitive decline, and reducing the risk of cardiovascular problems. Yay for chocolate.
Seriously.
That makes me happy.
See, just a little bit of chocolate, you'll be fine, people.
It's probably the dark chocolate, though, which is unfortunate.
I've grown to like it a little bit. Yeah. The ones that aren't like 75%
dark chocolate. Definitely. I like the Hershey's dark chocolate because how dark chocolate is that?
It's Hershey's. Come on.
It's probably not that
good.
Couldn't
agree with you more.
They're probably talking about the dark chocolate, people. Let's understand that.
But nonetheless, it's chocolate and it's better than chives or beets.
All right. The next one we got here is cilantro. This is the last one.
Ooh.
The list is finally over.
Cilantro.
Which, yum. I love cilantro.
I want a burrito
now. Not by
now.
Itself, but, you know, on a taco, in
on
a burrito.
On Mexican food, let's do it.
Many studies have suggested that increasing consumption of plant food, like cilantro, decreases the risk of obesity, overall mortality, diabetes, and heart disease, while promoting a healthy skin and hair, increased energy, and overall lower weight. Wow.
Huh.
Cool.
So we got to make a salad with like
a lot of cilantro.
Arugula and cilantro and chives.
Celery.
All
of these. Except for maybe the chocolate.
Delicious.
That sounds delicious. Uh-huh. All right. Well, that just about wraps up our second segment on nutrition.
Very
here
cool.
On Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned, and after the short break, we will have an exciting myth segment here on
Yay.
Keeping It Fit.
Time, opening our hearts and nurturing our mind. Shine, I love you. Love you, I love you, I do. Love you, I love you, I love you.
DU Did You Know, brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Penguin Radio started in the year 2000 and has been broadcasting 24/7 for 13 years? Penguin Radio has been ranked top 20 in the nation among online college radio. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Broadcasting worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, it's radio.dominican.edu.
And we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood.
We wouldn't be seen dead here in the day. I guess you're lucky that it's dark now. And if I like it, then we'll stay. Impress the Empress, take a shot now.
We got the glow in the mouth.
White teeth, teens are out. White teeth teens are up for it. I know you love it when the hairpins start to draw. I like your reckoning, but we got our methods and there's nothing here to stop this. If you want, we'll help tonight to split it seems. Give the bruises out like gifts. You'll get the picture of your dreams. I won't be smiling, but the notes from my admirers fill the dashboard just the same.
We got the glow in the
mouth. All right, guys, welcome back to Penguin Radio.
Woo.
You're still listening to Keeping It Fit. I got Nisa here still.
Hello, hello.
She's being great with me. She's doing good things.
I'm learning so much.
So today's surprise segment is all about busting those myths that we all hear about. I have six myths for you today that I will explain courtesy of Health Magazine. So crazy workout myths.
Let's hear what we got.
The first myth is that crunches are the key to flat abs. No. Yep. Hear this all the time.
Mm-mm.
Do those crunches and you'll have flat abs. It is a myth. It's definitely a myth. The fact is that they may be the most iconic abdominal exercise around, but doing crunches is not actually the best way to slim down your midsection. Since they don't burn off a lot of calories, they don't help in a major way with fat loss, says Wayne Westcott, PhD, professor of exercise science at Quincy College in Quincy, Mass. And while crunches do tone a small portion of your abs, moves involving your distal trunk, which includes your shoulders and butt, more effectively engage your entire core, according to a study from Pennsylvania State University. So you'll whittle your waist far more dramatically by doing planks and bridges. Oh, who knew?
Ooh. Huh. I actually wouldn't think.
I thought they were the same thing, crunches and planks.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess
thought they were
planks require you to really strengthen the core more because you're holding yourself up.
And it's your whole body, I guess, too. Wow. If you are doing crunches, make sure to use proper form. Otherwise, they may put your spine in a painful curved position. Wow, interesting. Good things to know.
Because crunches are the ones, I know there's crunches and then there's sit-ups. And I feel like sit-ups are the ones that your feet are completely flat on the floor. And I feel like you bring up your whole like upper half. And then crunches are the ones where I've always done them where my feet are up and you're just like ever so slightly.
Small
just
pulses.
Like, yeah.
So oh.
That's, I don't
I
know,
thought
though.
Crunches and sit-ups were the same thing.
No.
But they could be different.
Who knows?
Because that sounds about right. I don't know. Myth number two. We have the more you sweat, the more you burn. Well, I thought this was true.
I wish
sure.
this one was true because I'm a sweater. Like 2 minutes and I'm like, woo!
I know. I'd be burning a lot right now, actually.
I can fill up a pool with my sweat.
Especially, okay, so this is the fact. especially drenched after your regular afternoon run, that doesn't mean you necessarily torched any more calories than usual. Sorry.
That sucks.
Sweat is a biological response that cools your skin and regulates internal body temperature. It's just as apt to be the result of an overheated studio, the weather, or your personal physiology as it is a grueling gym session. Well, like heated yoga.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, I guess just sitting in a room doing yoga that's super hot doesn't mean you're working very hard.
Apparently not, man. They just busted that myth for us.
And we got myth number three. Running is bad for your knees.
See, I thought this was true.
Me too.
Especially like terrain, like maybe not so much on treadmill.
I guess it depends how you're running and how horrible your form is, we discussed in the first segment. But the fact is, a Stanford University study found that older runners' knees were no less healthy than those of people who don't run. But while pounding the pavement is safer on the joints than contact sports like football, it's not totally harmless. Women are 4 to 6 times as likely to be at risk for serious knee injuries from running as men because they tend to have an imbalance in the strength ratio between their quads and their hamstrings.
Ow.
Which can increase the risk of ACL injuries. Maybe I should stop running.
Yeah, something to think about.
That's why experts recommend doing a total body strength workout at least twice a week in addition to your regular jogs to build up the muscles that support the knees. You will enhance your running experience and also reduce your chances of getting injured. Good to know.
Seriously. Very vital information.
I know.
Running, you got to do it good and like actually know how to do it without hurting yourself.
I know. I definitely agree with that one. But I thought that everybody kind of injured their knees when they ran. At least once.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to happen once. So myth number four, stretching helps your body recover faster, which I thought was true. This one shocked me, for sure. It says that keep doing it if it feels good to you, but in a recent University of Milan study on the effects of post-workout recovery methods, found no significant changes in blood lactate levels, a measure of how fatigued your muscles are, in folks who stretch after exercise. While stretching may not completely reduce muscle soreness or speed muscle tissue repair, limbering up still has certain benefits. Doing it right after a workout when the body is still warm is the best way to increase joint flexibility.
Huh.
Interesting. I always hear, like, stretch after your workout, you're going to be so sore tomorrow.
I know some people do it before, and then some people do it after.
Yeah.
Like, I've done it after.
But if you're like me, you do it never.
Right? Because I'm not a big stretch. I do the one thing where you just like, tug on your arm, and I'm like, yeah, woo.
Pull the arm
stretching
behind you.
Stretching it out. That's about it.
That's too funny.
Can't even touch my toes.
I can't either, which is probably horrible.
Mm.
Myth number five. You need to sweat for 45 minutes to get a health benefit.
I've never even heard that.
Never heard that. I was just going to say that. Who says that? Excuse me, you haven't sweat for 45 minutes yet.
I broke out in a sweat taking my trash out last night. I'm not even kidding you. Like 2 minutes of just pushing the bins to the street. And I was like, woo, got to shower again.
All right. Well, here's the fact for you. You did not burn calories. You did not.
Apparently not.
You did not get a health
45
benefit.
Minutes.
So even if you've just got a half an hour to spare a day or a mere 10 minutes, you have enough time to bolster your cardiovascular health. More and more studies are pointing to the power of short workouts. Well, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine
Can't
with
complain.
That. And some even suggest that quick sessions could be better for you. In research from Arizona State University published last year, people had consistently lower blood pressure readings on average when they split their daily walk into 3 10-minute segments rather than tackling 1 30-minute stroll. But while this may be enough to keep up your general health, you still need to get more active most days of the week if you're trying to drop some pounds. Shoot for at least 250 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise a week for the ultimate slim down success.
Oh, Lord, I thought you were going to say a day. I was like,
no.
A week's good. A week's
yeah,
good.
That sounds about right.
I think it's doable.
I have yet to do the calculations on how many hours a day yeah. per week that would be, but Sounds good to me. If I could do 3 10-minute walks, that would be fantastic. All right. The last myth, myth number 6, more gym time is better. Wow, these are all kind of the same.
Right.
All right. Once again, that's a myth. The fact is, scheduling and rest days is crucial, says Los Angeles-based celebrity trainer Ashley Borden. She says, your body needs to recover, especially after a tough session. If you work out every single day, you could injure yourself or overtrain, which keeps your muscles from rebounding and your body from improving. That's true even if you're just a casual gym goer. So be sure to take regular breaks, whether it's every other day if you're a beginner, or once a week for the advanced, and keep your workout varied. If you don't mix things up, doing the same training pattern can lead to injuries.
That one's crucial.
That one's really good.
I feel like it's another like common sense one though. Like if you're sore or if you've been working out.
I feel like I need to take that into consideration. So I'm like, I haven't worked out today. I need to go do something.
There we go.
Take out the trash like Nisa does.
Yep. Yesterday's weather was like 90 degrees outside.
Oh, it was hot.
So. Yeah, people, I should have clarified that. I didn't sweat just because it was it was the heat, too, that
it
played
was very
a large
hot.
Factor.
It was probably, it reached the 90s yesterday.
It did.
So it's completely understandable.
Oh, yeah.
We're not judging you, Nisa.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Thanks, everybody.
All right.
Smell really nice most of the time.
All right, good to know. Well, on that note, I'm going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more Keeping It Fit here on Penguin Radio. At radio.dominican.edu.
Yourself and don't say no.
All right, listeners, welcome back to Penguin Radio. It is now my favorite part of the show, my new favorite part of the show, because this is my first show. It's the top five workout songs according to me, which means a lot. These are my top five favorite songs that I'm working out to and obsessing over this week. I'll go ahead and preview them for you on here, and I hope you guys love them as much as I do. So coming in at number five, we have I Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd. My favorite song right now. All right, and here it is.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Ooh. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. She'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go.
Alright guys, that was Can't Feel My Face, my favorite. I love that one. Coming in at number four is Lean On by Major Lazer and DJ Snake. I love this one. And here it is. That was Lean On. And the next one we have here is called Omen by Disclosure featuring Sam Smith.
I'm feeling something, something different. When you left, my picture changed. I was blinded, I'd not envisioned the same face in a different frame. You were waiting, I was vacant. You left me for mine. And it hit me, you're relocating.
All right, we're back on Penguin Radio. That was Omen once again. Up next, we got Classic Man here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Here we go.
All night, I can pull the wool while I'm being polite. Like, darling, calling all night. I can be a bull while I'm being polite. Like, oh me, oh me, oh my. I know many women want to be in my life. Like, oh me, oh me, oh my. Why can every woman end up being my wife? Even if she go. Even if she go away, even if she go away, even if she go away, I'm a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean. I'm a classic man. Calling on me like a young OG. I'm a classic man. Your knees get met by the street, elegant, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man.
All right, that was Classic Man by Jedediah and Roman Gia Arthur here on Penguin Radio. Last one coming in at number one is Levels by Nick Jonas, my personal favorite because I'm a little obsessed. And here it is.
Get on my elevator, baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later. I can't get enough. So much to discover. Please don't stop me now. Every time I touch it, lift right off the ground. Let them go. All the ones trying to get in the door. I'ma go where they all couldn't go. Up a floor, up a floor, up a floor. Up on the wall, you and that drug you're dealing should be against the law. All of this heat keep rising, make you stop dropping low.
All right, listeners, that's it for today. That was Levels, Nick Jonas. Tune in next Tuesday at 2 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu for more on the latest and greatest in health and fitness while keeping it fit with DJ Runaway. Thank you for listening. Have a healthy day.